Activity 4A.
What should I do if I don't understand an order?
You should just ask them to repeat slowly.
No, I mean if it's a drink I don't know at all. For example, on that list there, what's black velvet?
Black velvet is Guinness and cider.
Together? In the same glass?
That's right. But look, you shouldn't worry. If you don't know what the drink is, you should just ask the customer to explain to you. Oh, look who's here. It's Carl and Maureen. How are you both?
We're fine, thanks, Tony. We wanted to be Nadia's first customers. How's it going, Nadia?
You must wait and see. I'm feeling nervous.
You shouldn't be nervous. Everything will be fine.
Not like when you first worked in a bar, eh, Carl?
Did you once work in a bar? I didn't know that.
You didn't work there for long.
Oh, what happened? Tell me.
You shouldn't tell her, Carl. You mustn't put her off.
No, tell me.
Well, it wasn't a pub. It was an all-night restaurant, actually, in Southampton. It had a bar, but people couldn't drink alcohol unless they had something to eat, too. We had a lot of people came in after the pubs closed, so they were often drunk anyway. As well, we had to ask people to pay for their food as soon as they ordered it. Otherwise, they often left without paying. You can imagine how difficult it was to try to persuade a group of drunks to pay you before you brought them anything to eat.
Oh, yes, I can imagine.